Report.
Bahamians reject proposals for constitutional change. The Prime Minister says he's ashamed. The Barbados Foreign Minister hits out at her British counterpart for his stance on Zimbabwe. And a New York court overturns the conviction of three police officers for the brutal torture of a Haitian immigrant. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Ingram left today for the Commonwealth Summit, having suffered what appeared to be a humiliating defeat in yesterday's referendum. Although official results have not yet been released, Mr. Ingram confirmed that all of the referendum's five questions on constitutional change had failed. The Prime Minister singled out a measure to outlaw gender discrimination and said he was ashamed that Bahamians had not supported it. Other proposals included the appointment of an independent elections commission and a new commission to regulate teaching. The opposition Progressive Liberal Party had urged the electorate to vote no, saying the campaigning time of 6 weeks was too short. I spoke to its leader, Perry Christie.
When one looks around at other countries in the region, some countries have taken a year, others have taken 2 years, but we are an archipelago, a chain of islands spread over 100,000 square miles. And even though the larger parts of the population shared between two islands, Grand Bahama and New Providence, all of the other islands count. And so it really takes a little bit more time than, say, one landmass like Jamaica or Trinidad or